It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Wasn't I contacted by this one from TG4 during the week? She said that they're making a Love Island as Wilga for Randy Cultures called Ilion Gra, and would I like to sign up? I said, go on! Sure, if nothing else, they let me have a drink inside alongside a fella with hefty arms, and it beats watching Love Island while wearing protective goggles in case I get a burned retina from the shine off of their teeth. Anyway, didn't I head off to the Blaskets yesterday? I can tell you it's no joke jumping out of a helicopter in a bikini when it's 11 degrees outside and a wind that would whip the knickers off a nun. But didn't I go mad on the cocktails on the first night and ended up hooking up with a fine thing from Connemara? Grand old fumbling under the duvet and everything. As a result, I am the talk of the town back home. And didn't my mother come on a video call brandishing a copy of the Bally Desmond Bugle front page headline, "Lovely Village shamed by Rosaline"? Do you think I should stick to my own bed? Tell me, Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I'm not sure I'm the right person to be giving you advice. The only time I stick to my own bed is after a session with Luigi from the pizza place in Ballantemple. Hashtag sweaty Betty.
Hello, old sock. Myself and Hongi are members of a very elite club called MATH, Millionaires Against Tree Huggers. Now, it's not that we've anything against the environment. Hongi sponsored a polar bear there last year. Now, I'm not sure how it works, but it got a massive tax break. Anyway, our main goal is to antagonise lefty environmentalists, because honestly, it would do you good to see one of them going ballistic. That's actually our mission statement. We projected up in the gable wall of our stylish HQ using incredibly inefficient light bulbs. Now, we were at a meeting last night to discuss a private greenway running from the Blackrock Road to the RCYC in Crosshaven. Now, it would have room for two Range Rovers to pass each other, so think of it more as a private road, really. Anyway, the final business of the evening was a discussion about those do-gooders that go around on cargo bikes. Hoggy proposed that they should wear masks at all times so we don't have to look at the smug smiles up on their sponging faces. The motion was carried unanimously, and given the amount of money we give to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, I'm sure it'll be low by the end of July. Can you let the cargo bike crowd know, please, because they're after blocking me on Twitter. Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I spotted this woman on a cargo bike this morning and said, why the smug smile? She said, I'm saving the planet. I said, how? She said, I'm making everyone else want to leave just to get away from me.
Come here, Audrey. What's the story with Crunch? The old Alba, me and you Liverpool top yesterday. And I says, what's this? Are we getting married? She said, nah, don't you, bae. We're going out for Crunch. I say, what's that? She said, it's like brunch. But instead of being breakfast and lunch, it's cocktails and lunch. So, off we went anyway. Didn't we end up bloobers by 11 that night? So, like, do you think this Crunch should come with a health warning? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
My neighbour loves daytime drinking. We call her Slurry Murray. I said, what do you think of Crunch? She said, it's a total joke. I said, starting too early. She said, no eating is cheating. Hello, let's drink mojitos. Hashtag any excuse.
It's literally roasting hot in her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stoners who spent north of 10 grand putting a fire pit in their back garden. Lola _ can't stop looking at my lips said she just loves her fire pit. It certainly beats draining two bottles of rosé in the back garden wrapped in a 3 grand duvet thanks to the so-called Irish summer. Did I tell you I got a new duvet, says she. Fifi _white Range Rover said, I hope it gives you a nice hug, Lola, given what I'm hearing about your Ken and Dean McCrone and Buckley. Not that I like spreading rumours now or anything. Well, didn't Lola demand to see proof, which is never a good idea these days with phones everywhere. And within 20 seconds, weren't we looking at a video of Ken and Emer doing the business in public, which is illegal, even in Kinsale. I private messaged Lola to check if she's okay, because you get loads of information from people when they're vulnerable. And she said she thinks that her Ken only put in the fire pit to make her stay at home so he could play the field. So, my Killian is dying to put a fire pit out the back of our place. Do you think he's planning to have an affair? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, do you think Killian is planning to have an affair? She said, no. I said, how do you know? She said, he's already having one. I'll get him to call you when he comes out of the shower.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.